Blog Talk Radio.
Show for a good cause. Thank you very much. All righty.
You live here? Problem.
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Yes? No?
You won't say yes and you won't say no. You let my poor heart pound. But you smile at me and around I go on the merry-go-round around. You build me up till the sky seems low, then plop, I hit the ground. But you hold my hand and around I go on the merry-go-round around. When a friend says to me, where the heck are you bound? What the deuce can I say? Just around and around and around. You won't say leave and you won't say whoa. I've tried to get unwound. But you kiss me once and around I go on the merry-go-round around.
Oh, you won't say yes and you won't say no. You let my poor heart pound. But you smile at me and around I go on a merry-go-round-around. You build me up till the sky seems low, then plop, I hit the ground. But you hold my hand and around I go on a merry-go-round-around.
Dumbo, why do you cut into my scene?
Please, I'm singing.
Singing? You'll never go any place with your singing. You can't even cry.
They have a nervous breakdown in this spot.
Have one up in the tree, will you?
Yes, I'll say hello to your relatives.
You won't say leave and you won't say whoa. I tried to get on line. But you kiss me once and around I go on the merry-go-round.
I won't say yes and I won't say no. I let your poor heart pound. But you smile at me and around I go on the merry-go-round.
You build us up till the sky seems low, then plop, I hit the ground. But you hold our hand and around we go on the merry-go-round. When a friend says to me,
Where the heck are you bound? What the deuce can I say? Just around and around and around. You won't say leave and you won't say whoa. Oh!
We'll keep the Bob theme going. It's Friday the 13th with Bob Greenberg. He's hosting the Actors Temple. Very funny guy.
Bob Greenberg! Maureen!
And let's hear it for the band, folks. The band. You're doing a great job, fellas. Take five, it's all right. So I've been overeating. You know what scares me? Did you hear Swedish scientists, and it's hard to say Swedish, Swedish scientists have determined that when you overeat, you destroy brain cells. Now, I know I was fat. I didn't know I was stupid. I've always been heavy, even as a kid. I remember one Halloween, I wanted to be a skeleton. Only skeletons don't come in husky. For me to go trick-or-treating, my grandmother had to sew my skeleton costume onto my white thermal underwear. So my friends and I, we go trick-or-treating and get to the first door, and the guy comes out to give us candy. Hey, it's Superman. Hey, it's Frankenstein. Hey, it's a fat boy in his underwear. Last Halloween, I didn't buy enough candy. Kids came to the door, I had nothing for them. So I gave them take out packs of sugar, which is candy in its purest form. When those ran out, I gave them take out packs of salt, pepper, soy sauce, duck sauce, hot mustard. I cleaned out that little shelf in my refrigerator. And did you know that 8 creamers make a glass of milk? Did you know that? Any married people out there? Any married people?
Yeah.
No, you admit it. Good, good, good. I met my wife for the first time at Macy's Santaland. She was an elf and I was a Santa. And things happen. Remember the first day I met her? I wanted to ask her out, but I got so tongue-tied and nervous I sounded like Lou Costello. Teresa, you want to go? Weeks later, I tried again. Teresa, how about a tag? So finally comes Christmas Eve. It's the last day of Santaland. It is a temporary job. I decided to go for broke. I walked right up to her and I said, Teresa, what a She said yes, and that was that. So that was easy. We have a 5-year-old daughter now, so that's nice. And you know what? I still do Santa Claus. Well, I don't do Santa Claus. That's not nice. I still play Santa Claus, not all year round. I'm not a nut or anything, you know, at Christmas time. And I worked this one gig on the Upper East Side. The woman who hired me asked me, just before I went out to meet the people, if I would be politically correct. And I said to her, politically correct Santa? I'm paying you. I want a politically correct Santa. I said, fine. I had no idea what to do. I just went out there. Merry Christmas. Then happy Hanukkah and joyous Kwanzaa. It's all the same to Santa. Hello, son. Have you been good? Not that it's bad to be bad. Good is good. Bad is good. It's all the same to Santa. Hello, girls. Ladies who are age challenged. You know who you are. Women, hear me roar. It's all the same to Santa. I've done a lot of commercials, but you know the kind of commercials I like to watch? Are those ones that come on late at night, you know, where the guy owns the store, he can't afford actors, so he does the commercial himself? Are we on? Hi! My name is Fat Roy, and I own and operate Fat Roy's muffler repair shop. Located on Avenue J and Nostrand Avenue in Brooklyn. If you come down to Fat Roy's muffler repair shop, this week and this week only, we are giving away genuine Ming vases. Now, meet the family. This is my wife, Eunice. And my son, Fat Roy Jr. So, come on down to Fat Roy's. After all, this is our anal sale. Annual sale! So come on down, wrap what up. I said it'd be a free slip. Thank you. Thank you, thank you. Okay, before I leave, I'd like to do two impressions for you, two impressions. First, here's my impression of John Candy in every film. And here's one of my personal favorites. Here is Jack Gleason doing Shakespeare.
Thank you.
Camille Theobald. Before that was Bria Skonberg. Gotta love them. Check them out. Next Tuesday, Movie Attic Headquarters, award-winning filmmaker Linda Palmer, director of independent movies like Last Call at Murray's and Our Father. And as well as the nominated series Carbon Dating. Okay. There you go. That's every Tuesday, 4 p.m. It's Betty Jo Tucker. Also in the house, Marco Polo, all the way from across the ocean. Cyanide's getting ready to gear up for his weekend. I don't know, dirt biking. I don't know what he's going to be doing, but he'll be having fun from across ocean. Here's one for our times. Gotta love it. Feed the love.
Yeah.
everyone. All right. See, it's already the end of the show. Mom and Pop Shop, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 4 p.m. on Dream Stream Radio. Betty Jo Tucker Movie Attic Headquarters every Tuesday at 4 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. All right, let's go out with the Western, shall we? Have a good Friday and weekend. It's Friday the 13th, so anything can happen. And my TV show's on tonight, and my CDs are available on Tuesday.
Legend of a stranger, all dressed in black, six guns across her hip, my bonnet back,
my bonnet back.
Yippee-yi-yay, yippee-yi-yo, none of the gun was her M.O., none of the gun.
And
the mutagens, she rode alone, her violent way. Got her kicked out of Rome. They said it was wrong to carry a gun, especially if you're a Vatican nun.
You're a Vatican nun.
Yippee-yi-yay, yippee-yi-yo. None of the gun was a Rambo. None of the gun, none of the gun.
Hi, Gary.